Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. European Union's foreign policy chief is calling Russia's blockade of Ukrainian food exports a war crime. NPR's Peter Granitz reports.
EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell says that Russia cannot use hunger as a weapon of war. He warned that the blockade is increasing the risk of famine, especially in Africa. Ukraine has more than 23 million tons of food exports stuck inside the country, and Borrell says that millions of people will not be able to eat it. He called it inconceivable that Russia was preventing people around the world from accessing food and blamed Russia's invasion for both food and energy scarcity and price spikes. Peter Granitz, NPR News, Kyiv.
Josep Borrell spoke in Luxembourg amid word that Ukraine's biggest Black Sea port at Odessa came under a Russian missile attack today that destroyed a food warehouse. The Ukrainian military says 14 missiles were fired during a barrage that lasted 3 hours. Hearings examining the January 6th insurrection will resume on Capitol Hill tomorrow. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the hearing expected to focus on how then-President Donald Trump and his allies pressure key battleground states to overturn the 2020 election.
Lawmakers on the panel will hear testimony from two top Republican election officials in Georgia. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger had a phone conversation with Trump in January of 2021. During that call, Trump pressured and at times berated Raffensperger, urging him to find the votes necessary for him to win the state. Lawmakers will also hear from Georgia Deputy Secretary of State Gabe Sterling. So far, the committee has laid out the case that Trump was repeatedly told that he had lost the election, but continued to push his false claims of widespread voter fraud. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden says he is considering some relief at the pump, telling reporters today that he hopes to make a decision by the end of the week on whether to suspend the federal tax on gasoline. Suspending the tax could save consumers as much as 18 cents a gallon, but that would also mean taking money away from the nation's highways and transit programs. Pediatricians' offices across the nation preparing to offer COVID-19 vaccines to their youngest patients. Nearly 20 million babies, toddlers, preschoolers now eligible to get vaccinated. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
You know, it's going to take a while to get full protection from these vaccines. For the Pfizer vaccine, kids will be getting three shots that are spaced out. The first two shots are three weeks apart. Then a third shot is 8 weeks later. I spoke to Dr. Ashish Jha. He's the Biden administration's COVID response coordinator. He says vaccinating this age group will take time, but there is an advantage to doing it as soon as possible.
Vaccines for kids younger than five won approval from federal regulators over the weekend. This is NPR. With Israel's governing coalition unraveling, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office has announced plans to send voters back to the polls. He and his main coalition partner, Yair Lapid, have agreed to ask Israeli lawmakers to dissolve parliament next week. The decision paves the way for Israel's fifth election in 3 years. Banks and post offices closed today for the federal observance of Juneteenth. People across the country have been marking the newest federal holiday. Over the weekend, thousands gathered across Texas. Texas Public Radio's Maria Navarro reports on the Juneteenth festival in San Antonio.
Hundreds of San Antonians gathered to honor Black freedom and culture at the 2022 Juneteenth Festival on Saturday. Event goer Darren Charles says the celebration isn't exclusive to the African American community.
Juneteenth is not necessarily about Black people. It's about Americans in general recognizing that, hey, it took a lot of people and a lot of different cultures to include Black culture to build this nation that we love so much.
The 157th celebration of Juneteenth commemorates the day Union soldiers arrived in Galveston and officially proclaimed freedom for enslaved people in the South. Juneteenth became an official state holiday in Texas in 1980, but was only recognized as a federal holiday last year. I'm Maria Navarro in San Antonio.
Hockey Stanley Cup final moving to Tampa Bay for tonight's Game 3 in the best-of-seven series. The Colorado Avalanche leads 2-0 after Saturday night's victory in Denver over the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Avalanche beat Tampa Bay 7-0. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.